T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now we want to talk with one of our favorite guests. Thomas J. Sadi is the commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rangel. Great to be with you.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Stand Down 2019 taking place tomorrow at the Department of Veterans Affairs on West Street. Give us a little explanation of what that entails.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for allowing me to say a few words about this and getting the word out about Stand Down.
Absolutely.
And this is our 27th year. And what Stand Down is quite literally a one-stop shop for all things veteran for our Connecticut veterans and service members. At our Rocky Hill campus at the Department of Veterans Affairs, we will have more than 120 state, federal, local agencies, community nonprofits, veteran service organizations, and other entities all coming together with 250-plus volunteers to provide a full spectrum of services to our Connecticut veterans, including current service members who are in need of any of these services. And this year, unlike years in the past, there is no pre-registration required.
Okay.
So if individuals think they missed that window, they didn't, they can get down to our campus, and it runs from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., but we highly encourage people
to
get there earlier in the day.
But I'm looking at the list of some of the things you're going to do. And, I mean, you know, medical screen, obviously there are health issues here, okay, so that's fine. But also legal and motor vehicle assistance, employment assistance, housing resources. You're pretty much covering the waterfront here for the vets.
You know, and when I say we, what I mean is that's the broader we covering all of this.
Yeah,
that is the state and federal agencies and community-based providers. And, right, it runs the gamut. We're going to have Department of Social Services, Department of Motor Vehicles there to address issues related to assistance to those in need, those who have motor vehicle issues and registration issues. Judiciary, public defenders, and state's attorneys will be there to adjudicate minor cases, many of which are related to motor vehicles, so you can clear up that part of it.
That's nice.
On the judicial side and go over to DMV housing, but the healthcare side, not only just health screenings, but we're going to have dental services and exams and cleanings, screenings for diabetes, and a variety of other clinical support services there to assist those who are in need or who maybe not realize they're in medical need and refer them to the appropriate resources.
How has this event improved over the last couple of years? How is it different?
It has improved greatly, and that's not a reflection on any sort of lack of services. It's just each year, more and more agencies become involved with the department, community-based providers. So each year builds upon the previous year, and we learn from the previous year and how to increase the successes.
Right.
So this year, we are at our largest amount of providers as well as close to our largest number of volunteers. We also have, you know, laid out the physical, you know, the providers in a better way each year. We find how lines can be more efficiently moved along. And we also focus on the provision of supportive services. And in addition to what we discussed, we're also going to have education providers there, those providing employment assistance, as well as employers, financial institutions that have special programs for loans for veterans and service members. So each year we find that there is more that we can include and address the changing needs of veterans, both aging veterans whose needs change as they get older and new veterans who are returning from ongoing conflicts.
We're talking to the commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Sorry, I was thinking about DMV, Tom Sadi. What about the thing and what we're hearing a lot about? And I know you're doing recovery services or at least providing access to and guidance to take advantage of. And we're talking about substance abuse, things like that. Are you seeing that increasingly so?
You know, it's a twofold issue. One, there is an increase we see in the abuse or misuse of prescription drugs.
Right.
We all have heard the opioid epidemic, but there's other prescription drugs that are abused and misused. But also more the ability to identify those who are dealing with substance abuse and to get them into programs. We encourage people that it's not a sign of failure to say you need help. It's a sign of strength to be able to reach out, self-identify. If someone does not refer you, that you refer yourself. And so at Stand Down, there are going to be a multitude of providers, service providers, community-based providers, and state agencies that can help with that, that can do it in a confidential way. And any veteran who's out there who's not comfortable with coming to a state agency or Stand Down, there are a half a dozen vet centers around the state of Connecticut. Again, it's confidential. It doesn't go to the VA or other medical providers. Please reach out. If you're struggling as a veteran with substance abuse or other issues, or if you feel you're in crisis or need some mental health assistance,
excellent.
Don't be afraid to reach out.
It's 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock tomorrow, but it's, as it says on the website, please arrive no later than 12 noon. It's 2019 Stand Down, the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs at the Rock Hill Veterans Home on West Street. Thomas J. Satie,
thanks.
Commissioner Satie, thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate it. Have yourself a great day. Good luck tomorrow.
You too. Thank you so much, Rangel, for getting the word out in this and supporting our veterans.
You bet.
And we'll keep it going on the news, too. But oh, one other thing, just very quickly. If you're a vet or you're currently active military, you need to sign a statement or bring proof of your veteran status.
Right, so which would make sense.
That would totally make sense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.